Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast time with Atakan. In today's episode, we're going to talk about minimalism. So let's get started. I've been researching about minimalism and ways to concentrate on things for a while. I've read some books and followed some bloggers and YouTubers in this case. What I experienced from minimalism in this short period has been huge, to be honest. First of all, minimalism is not just about getting rid of excess stuff and having completely white-colored furniture. Minimalism begins from your mind, your brain. The most crowded and unorganized place is not what we see. It's our brains. We should first minimalize our brains. But how do we do that? Most of us live in big cities. For example, I live in Istanbul, populated with 15 million people. This is a lot of people. The buses are crowded, lines are longer, and there is an infinite noise in the city. Eventually, this creates a huge amount of stress and anxiety. Modern people live under stress. Also, we are expected to be multitasking and highly creative. There are many expectations on us. We should know that expectations and stress will never end. We should act according to our own desires and needs, not others. Meditation and yoga are some other good ways to listen to the voice of our mind. After we minimalize our mind, the next step is to minimalize where we live, from our room to our house, and after that our neighborhood. Even our friends, who do nothing for us except sucking our life energy and time, included in this minimalist list. We do not need friends who don't care about us. We should ask this question: what is really important and valuable for me? While answering this question, try to prioritize things valuable for you. That's all for this week's episode. Before I end the podcast, let's take a look at what the main ideas in the episode were. First, minimalism begins from your mind, your brain. Secondly, we should act according to our own desires and needs, not others. Third, we should minimalize where we live. And lastly, we should ask this question: what is really important and valuable for me? And answer it honestly. I hope you enjoyed the video. To share your ideas and suggestions, my email address is atakanorgan.10@gmail.com. It's atakan.10@gmail.com. See you next week and have a wonderful day.